What if I told you today's guest served on Air Force One under four different presidents, Bush, Obama, Trump, and Biden? You won't hear that in today's conversation, though, because John Safran, our guest, is so humble, he didn't even bring it up himself, so I'm doing it for him right now. But beyond that impressive credential on John's resume, he has dedicated his post-military career to solving one of the biggest struggles that veterans face, which is finding meaningful employment after service. And if you've ever felt lost trying to translate your military experience into civilian career, or you've been frustrated by job searches that just don't seem to lead anywhere, you're not alone. The transition from military to civilian life isn't just about finding a job, it's about finding the right job where you're valued, you're understood. And John is the Chief Military Engagement Advisor at MilitaryConnected.org, an organization that helps veterans connect with military-ready companies, not just ones that wave an American flag, do all the signs and everything that show that they're pro-military and want to hire veterans. They're the ones that actually understand and value veteran skills. And today we're going to break down why so many veterans struggle in their first civilian job, the biggest mistakes that service members make during transition, and how to land a career where you can truly thrive. And before we jump in, if you want more veteran success stories and strategies straight to your inbox, join our mailing list at driveonpodcast.com/subscribe, and you'll get my five favorite episodes packed with real-world advice so you can take action on your own journey right away. And with that, let's dive into this conversation with John Safran. So, John, welcome to the show. Really glad to have you here. I've been looking forward to this conversation for a little while since we first got connected. Looking forward to it. So welcome to the show.
Scott, thank you, man. Appreciate it, really. Again, this is a great honor. Thank you for having me. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to talk about this topic that affects a lot of our military members, a lot of our service members, especially in their transitioning phase. I think we got some good data to share and hopefully maybe provide some solutions for these individuals. So yeah, again, thank you very much.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that you hit the nail on the head. What I want to do here is not just talk about the issues, right? You know, we all are aware of issues that come up, right? But we can talk about that till we're blue in the face.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
if we don't have solutions to go along with those issues that people are having, then what even is the point of having this conversation?
Absolutely. You know?
That's what I'm really looking forward to. Looking forward to getting into some of the data you were talking about and some of the potential solutions that might be out there. And we'll get into all that, I'm sure. But so tell us a little bit first about MilitaryConnected.org. That's the website, and your role as the Chief Military Engagement Advisor. Tell us about that and what the whole website's all about, what the organization's all about,
and
what you guys do.
Absolutely, yeah. So again, my name is John Safran. Again, pleasure to be here as the Chief Military Engagement Advisor. My job, basically, with MilitaryConnected.org is to create connections, build bridges, and network with veterans and military members in their transitioning phase, getting out of the military, leaving that military mindset, and injecting themselves back into civilian lifestyle. It can be a challenge going from that military mindset and moving into the civilian sector. It can be challenging for a lot of us. I was active duty for 23 years, and I was always part of a really good team, a team of go-getters, a team of people who knew exactly what they were doing, and they were all facing the same direction, right? And going into that civilian mindset and that civilian job market, it's different. It's different. And I didn't realize how different it was. And now that I'm kind of on the other side looking backwards, it's always beneficial to help those other veterans who are going through that same process, right? So it's not just me, it's not just you, it's a lot of our military veterans going through that journey, right? So it's a struggle, and one of our goals is really to help that journey and help that struggle be a little less stressful. So we're going to get into that a little bit more.
Yeah, for sure. And one of the things that you mentioned, how you know, you are part of a team. You're part of a, you know, go-getters. There's just these people. You're all facing in the same direction. You're all going towards the same goal and objective. And you would think that if you go out into the civilian world, you're working for a company, that company has a goal. They have a mission statement. They have objectives. They have customers that they're trying to win over. They're trying to launch new products. They're trying to do all these different things. You would think that everybody wants to be moving in that same direction. You would think, right? But when you face the reality of the situation, is that company is made up of a bunch of different individuals with all their own individual goals. Mm-hmm. And yeah, sure, they want to help move that company forward, but they also want to get that promotion.
Yep.
And they may also see a potential job opportunity in another company. So their actions and their things that they're doing, they may be doing those things to help advance themselves in their own career, which may or may not involve that company that you guys are working for. And it's, to your point, it's a different mindset. You're going into it with a military mindset where this is our mission. This is the goals. This is my position in this company.
Yep.
I know what I'm supposed to do to help the overall group move forward. And that's your mindset. And that's great. It's a great mindset to have, but it doesn't necessarily jive with the rest of the
civilian world. It doesn't always translate. You're right. You're right. A lot of people are going to be kind of out for their own agenda and figuring out, hey, how does this help me? How does this help number one? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where, again, in the military, you're thinking like, hey, we're all doing this for the same reason. We're all here for the same job, for the same mission. Boy, in corporate America, it is not like that. Not at all.
No, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. It's very eye-opening when you get into that world and it's just a different experience. And
totally.
I did an informal survey in a Facebook group with a bunch of veterans. This was a couple of years ago. And all I did was just ask for the veterans in this group, what was your biggest issue in transitioning out of the military and getting into the civilian world? And by far, I took all the responses.
I bet you got the raw truth, didn't you? You got the raw truth.
Oh my gosh, did I? I mean, it was a group full of veterans. And right. There was no holding back. I mean, it was all the cards were on the table. That we got down to some good answers. And I think I got over 100 responses in this thing. And it was all just in comments that people posted.
Right.
It wasn't like a poll where they click a predefined option and just, you know, move on from there. They took the time to type it out. And so I have a good feeling that what they were saying was actually the truth, that what they actually were dealing with.
Absolutely.
And the vast majority of the issues were dealing with civilians. That's the biggest thing that they were saying. And it ranged anywhere from their job to, you know, they're going into work, working with people who are just out for like you were saying, out for number one, not out for the group, the company, trying to make sure that ball is moving down the field in the right way. And I'm using that analogy there because I'm seeing all the Eagle stuff in the background there. I have a feeling that one will land. But, you know, but and it could even be down to, you know, hearing a civilian complain about their coffee order at Starbucks, you know, not getting the right, you know, milk or whatever in their order. And it's like, who cares, man? You know, like that
yeah,
type
how's
of
this,
stuff.
How's this helping the mission? How's this helping everybody else? You know what I
right.
mean?
Right. Yeah.
I totally get it, man.
And so that was the biggest thing. So, but you were talking about the challenges that veterans face when transitioning back to civilian life. What in your experience are some of those issues? And maybe I already touched on some of those, but what in your experience in militaryconnected.org, what do you guys see as some of those issues, and how are you guys helping to address some of these issues? We were talking about solutions in the beginning. I kind of want to jump into some of those too.
Right, right. So I'll say that my own personal experience, when I was getting out, you know, and everyone has to do this, you go through TAPS, right? The Transition mm-hmm. Assistance Program, congressionally mandated program, you got to go through. And some of it is useful, some of it. A lot of it, though, is checking a block, you know. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, you know, hey, sure, I can write a resume. Sure, I can, you know how to use LinkedIn and you know, call up and try to ask for a job interview or whatever. But it doesn't. The military is really, really great at recruiting people, at bringing people into the service, at bringing, young people in who want to serve their country and all that. But when it's time for those individuals to leave, the military is very, very poor at setting us up to be successful, right? One of the things that MilitaryConnected.org tries to do is to take those transitioning veterans, those retirees, those guys coming out of the service, and taking that resume, taking that information, taking your skills, your hard skills, your soft skills, and being able to translate it into a more civilian-friendly language, right? One of the things that the website is able to do is take your MOS code, your Air Force specialty code, whatever your specialty code is, putting that into the system and translating what you already know into a civilian equivalent career opportunity. Sure. And then pointing you in the right direction for those career opportunities. So the website is much more than a job board. It's a tool to help you in that transition period and in order to point you and engage you in the right direction, right?
Right, right. Yeah, and for the people that I've talked to who have gone through TAPS and have had issues with their transition, a lot of times the common theme or response that I get from people is that it was like drinking from a fire hose. You're getting way too much information all at once, and I don't need all this stuff right now. I don't know what I'm going to do with all this information, and then it's just like anything, if you don't use it, you start to lose it as far as that knowledge retention goes. And, it's great that the military goes through all of this, but to your point, they're really good at bringing people in, recruiting people, transforming them into warriors and getting them to be able to do the job that they need to do in whatever branch, whatever MOS, whatever their job happens to be. They get them to, they transform that raw material, if you will, that person coming in, they bring that into what they need it to be. And then getting them back into civilian world, I don't want to say it's an afterthought, but it kind of feels that way.
Right? I'll say it. It's an afterthought.
Yeah.
I'll definitely say it.
And it's not to say they're not doing anything about it. There's stuff that's being done, right? You're talking about, TAPS. There is a program out there that does exist to help these service members transition and get into that civilian life. But it's not great. Yeah. It has its flaws, right?
You're right. And just to be clear, I'm not, trying to be up here bashing TAPS or anything.
Sure. Yep.
But there are more ways to help that veteran. There are other ways to help that retiree go through that transition period. TAPS is good. It's needed. Is it effective for every single person? Yes and no. Some ways yes, some ways better, some ways not. But this is another tool to help you during this transition process. Going to MilitaryConnected.org, signing up, and seeing what's available, seeing what's out there. And it's helpful for that individual.
And you mentioned that it's more than just a job board, right? Because it's going to help translate that military service into civilian speak, civilian lingo or whatever. and I think that that's especially important because someone who has spent the majority of their adult life, their working career has been around military lingo, as far as they know, that's the world. That is their adult world. And how do I translate what I did as an infantryman, into civilian world? I know all the battle drills, and I did all these different tactics, and I can spit off all these different acronyms that mean nothing to a civilian employer. Absolutely. Unless they happen to also be a service member. None of that stuff makes any sense to people.
Right. One of the most shocking things that you're speaking to the choir right now, I'll tell you. One of the most shocking things that I kind of came across, as I'm starting that transitionary journey, getting out of the military, is like 90% of civilians have no idea what the military does. They don't know what your title means. They don't know what rank is. They have no concept of what being in the military is, what people do in the different branches. They have no idea. So when you go into a job interview and say, "Oh, I was the superintendent or I was the sergeant major of, or I was the chief of. They just look at you like you got two heads. They don't know what you're talking about. And you're spitting off all of these accolades and these awards and these medals and all these accomplishments. And they have no clue what you're talking about. That was really eye-opening to me. How divided, not I wouldn't say divided, but just how segmented that military world is, that the life that a veteran has led for, like you said, most of their adult life. And then they go into a corporate job or a government job or working at a place, and they have no idea what you used to do. It's incredible, really.
Yeah, and that I'm going to say it. You said I'm not going to say divide, but there is a divide, right? Between the civilian and the military and veteran worlds, where, and thank God they don't have to understand this stuff. Thank God that the war isn't, you know, walking down Main Street.
On their front door, yeah.
On their front porch, right? Thank God that they don't need to know this stuff, that they don't need to know the things that go on behind that curtain. And so, you know, for that, you know, hats off. We're doing, you know, a pretty good job at that.
Must be doing something right. Yeah, exactly.
Keeping the wolf at bay, right? But on the other hand, they also don't know. And so I just spent, you know, however many years, 10, 20 years of my life devoted to this organization that nobody knows anything about other than what they learn from in the movies. And, you know, how accurate is that really?
That's a whole nother podcast, I'll tell you.
Yeah, that's a whole nother thing, right? But they don't know. And so now it's like, what do I do with this? What do I do with this information? So militaryconnected.org is going to help translate that military service, military awards, and your position in the military, what your rank was, if you're, you know, chief or sergeant major, you know, whatever it was that you have going on. It's going to convert that over into civilian speak, right? And help make it so that the civilian employers are going to understand what it is that you did, right?
Exactly.
And it may seem like that's not a big deal to, let's just explain it. You're really going to explain the entire military structure and rank and pay grades and different, like, I mean, that's confusing as hell. If they got to sit there and try to learn all of this stuff from you just to be able to understand what it is that you did, they're not going to be interested.
Absolutely.
And so next, you know, move on, right?
Yeah, swipe right.
Next man, let's go. So, you know, we want to make sure that these veterans, as they're coming out, that they are employed at a level that is appropriate to what they are capable of doing, right?
Exactly.
And so, you know, if you're getting out and you're at a private level, okay, well, we're going to make sure you're getting in, you know, maybe private level a little bit higher to help, you know, get you on your feet. You're coming out at general level. Okay. Well, we're going to try to get you in a position that's, you know, general level of, you know, appropriate. Right. And so how do we help address that underemployment? Cause I know a lot of times people get out and they end up just settling for a job because it's easier.
Yeah. Yeah. You're right. And that's difficult. That's tough for some data here. I want to say it's about 42% of veterans, when they first come out of the service, they leave their first job within the first year. Mm. Okay. And I want to say that number jumps to 80% after 2 years. So finding a job, you can find a job, but is that job the right job for you? And like you said, does it correlate to what you used to do in the service or the level at which you worked at? You know, is it something you even like to do? Finding a job is relatively easy, a job, but finding the right job for you, that's where the challenge lies. And you're right, that underemployed issue, that's a problem, because you're so, how should I say this? When you get out of the military, you've been used to providing for yourself, for your family. It's always been reliable, right? It's been a reliable paycheck for the last 20-some years. And when you know that's about to start to dry up, you're anxious. You want to get whatever you can. You want to get your hands on whatever job opportunity that pops up that's available, that you know is going to keep the lights on in your house. So that's what people do. They'll take whatever the first bite that they can get. And a lot of times that job is not the right job. So then after a year, you're right back to square one. And God forbid if you just separated and you didn't retire and you're not getting a check and you're not getting a pension and you're not getting any VA benefits, because there's a lot of veterans in that bucket as well. So it is a challenge. But again, militaryconnect.org, this is an yet another tool for that veteran to use, to utilize, and to make that work for them. Again, this is a completely free service to the member. I can't stress that enough. We're not going to spam you with a bunch of nonsense, a bunch of emails. If we're emailing you, it's a good thing and you want to look it up. So,
yeah, right. And so before you mentioned it's not just like a job board.
Right.
It has all this extra benefit mm-hmm. to it. I imagine there is a job board component associated with it as well. Is that correct? Or
yes. Let me explain this a little more. So Military Connected, it's kind of a two-pronged approach, right? Finding veterans, finding retirees, finding service members coming out of the military and looking for job opportunities that are fit for them, that are targeted, that are personable, that are purpose-built for them specifically, whether it's through their specialty code or whatever their skills are. It's merging that entity, that person, those people with career opportunities from military-ready companies, not military-friendly. And what I mean by that is, look, companies and corporations, they love to wave the American flag. They love to, hey, we support our troops, yellow ribbons all over the place. Companies love to pander, right?
Sure.
There's a difference between being military-friendly and military-ready, okay? That military-ready corporation is the other half, the other prong of what this website does. Along with building and creating and accessing job opportunities for the veterans, we're also creating lessons and opportunities for companies to become more military-ready. And it kind of goes back to understanding what that military jargon is, right? If you're a veteran and you know that you were Colonel such and such, or the chief of this, or the director of that, or the superintendent of this, that military-ready company will understand what those levels are and understand what that military culture is, at least to the best of their ability. And they can recruit better. They can focus their energies and job opportunities better towards those veterans. And in turn, building that bridge, strengthening that network, and where both entities, the veteran and the company, are both benefiting from that opportunity, right?
Right, right. Now, for a company that's out there that is like, well, we're definitely military friendly. We got the American flags, we got the yellow ribbons, we got all the signs and the banners and the slogans, and
absolutely,
and, you know, we have the higher military little banner on our website, and you know, all those things that pander to the veteran community. They're looking to step up their game and get to that military ready status. What kind of things should they be looking to do to get themselves to that point where they are not just military friendly, but also military ready?
Excellent question. Best question of the day, let me tell you. So a lot of companies don't even realize the potential that they already have. They already possess in the employees that they have. Many employees who are already veterans have that ability to help their own companies, help their own businesses in order to be military ready. One of the things that we like to point out and like to kind of initiate is internal veteran programs. A buddy of mine who I served with for a long, long time, when he got out and he retired, went straight into a corporate job, big money corporate, you know, suit and tie wearing fancy job, right? They had zero like veteran programs, anything really. So he took it upon himself to say, hey, you know what? There's a bunch of other veterans who work here, but we don't have anything. They have different months for different groups and different weeks that celebrate different, you know, entities and organizations. How come we don't have a veteran, internal veteran program here at our company? He talked amongst his other veteran friends in the company, and they were able to start something and create a program to where not only was it more than just, you know, a bunch of veterans getting together for drinks on a Friday or something, but they were able to take it to corporate and they were able to get funding. They were able to do, you know, small events to where they were helping out the community, and they were able to grow that. And obviously that growing inside internal of the company, it only benefited them. It benefited the company in every aspect. And using that program, they were able to utilize their own internal veteran network and then branch it to their external veteran network for recruiting purposes, networking, and all different kinds of stuff, right? So that's one of many things that we're able to do, to go into a company and say, hey, what veterans do you have on staff currently? How can we take advantage of this? How can we build this network internally and then spread it to your external network in order to benefit you, the company, the veterans that are already serving there, and eventually bring in more veterans into that business?
Yeah, exactly. And I think one of the points that you hit on was that you're talking about a buddy of yours that you served with for a number of years. Mm-hmm. And I think the military is kind of great because, I mean, it sucks in a way that you're moving all the time and you're going to different locations and you're serving with different people, and almost like first day of school all over again. You got to go in and, you know, be the new kid, but you're going in and you're making new connections. You're meeting people with different skills and abilities and talents and all these things. And you, at the time, it's like, okay, well, great. How is this going to help me in this current role? But mm-hmm. as you get out, like you were saying, the people who are working for certain companies, they start to learn, okay, well, we have these needs of X, Y, and Z. And hey, I served with this guy a few years ago, and this guy would be a perfect candidate. By the way, he's just getting out of the military right now. I think we should go and try to recruit this guy because he would be perfect for this particular opportunity. And so you get to leverage that network. I think that's a huge benefit of being in the military that I don't think people really talk too much about, is the network that you end up with. I mean, even if you've only served like a real short amount of time and you served in just one company that had 150 people, you serve 150 people. Yeah. And there's that many people now that are in your network that weren't in your network prior. And you now have these people that you can reach out to and connect with. And there might be some of those people that might be able to, you know, help out in your civilian career as well.
Totally.
It's not like, hey, you take the uniform off and all of a sudden, boom, communication shut off. You can't talk to these people anymore. you still have access to that network. And I think it's important to recognize that it is a network of people. And I think like any organization, you're gonna have good and bad. And that's kind of your job to filter out, right? Who are those people that are mm-hmm. going to be mm-hmm. good and we want to keep in touch with for the future. But then you move to that next duty station and you have a whole group of other people that yeah. you're now connected with, and then the next one and the next one. And you end up with this enormous network of people that you're able to tap into down the road. Yeah. If you keep in touch with those people, if you make those sorts of connections. You were talking about LinkedIn earlier. I mean, that's too easy right there. Just getting in contact with them on a site like that. And 5 years from now, 10 years from now, you can send them a message on this platform and be like, hey, just, you know, remember me, we served in XYZ company or whatever. And there's an opportunity I think you might be perfect for.
Absolutely.
Maybe you might want to consider it, you know?
Something I like to say, your network is the strongest tool that you have, whether in the military or really any aspect of life. Your network and the people that you know and the people you hang out with is the strongest tool that you have. The second strongest tool is a militaryconnected.org, really.
That's a nice little plug there. No, but seriously, I think that is a very strong tool that not only is going to help you translate your military service into civilian speak, mm-hmm. civilian lingo, it's going to now say, okay, here are the companies that are ready for someone like you. They're looking for this type of talent, this type of, you know, background and skills and whatnot. And we're going to take your service. We're going to put it through this black box and filter it out and make it nice and pretty coming out the other side. And then we're going to get you in touch with these people who are ready for exactly you, your service, what you have to offer to these companies.
100%.
And I think, honestly, I think that's going to, that type of transition, that type of mentality will bring that 80% that you were talking about, 80% of people getting out 2 years after they get out, they're already out of that first job within, yep. within 2 years. Think about, like, if you spent any length of time in the military, right? If you spent 4 years, 6 years, 10 years, 20 years in the military, you're in one organization that entire time.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then in 2 years, you're already leaving. There, obviously, the military was good for you if you were able to stick in for, you know, 20 years, right? And you were able to make a commitment to a company for that period of time if it's the right fit for you. You go off to some other company and it's not the right fit for you, and within 2 years, you're already gone. Mm. That to me just screams that, hey, we didn't make a good connection. That's not the right company for that person. But now if we can get that person into the right company and with the right people understanding what it is that person did, that 80% is going to drop to, you know, way lower. Obviously, you're going to get some people who say, hey, there's another career opportunity. We're going to leave. And so, okay, fine. That's not a big deal. That I think is a normal, natural thing that ends up happening. But if you're leaving because it's just not the right company for you, not the right culture, not people don't understand you, they're just not fit, you're just not fitting in, then that's a problem. And so I think that's one of those things that militaryconnected.org is trying to solve, right?
You're absolutely right. You know, you talk about, you know, recruiting, but retention is just as important, right?
Yeah.
So you're not losing those highly skilled veteran individuals after 1 year or after 2 years. Understanding that culture and the understanding the veteran's needs is all part of it, right? In order to keep that member inside your business and keep them employed. A lot of people forget about that,
that
retention process. Once you get them in the door, that's great. That's fantastic. But what do you do when they are in the door? When they're in the seat, how do you keep them satiated? How do you keep them satisfied? And how do you keep them performing at a high level? That kind of goes back to that being military ready instead of just being military friendly.
Exactly. And I think that's a huge thing. And I think that's something that for the veterans, that's something you should be looking for when you're going to a job interview, because that interview, for the listeners who maybe haven't gone on an actual job interview because they spent their entire adult life in the military service and they actually haven't gone on any sorts of interviews like that. Mm-hmm. But that interview is as much for you interviewing the company as it is for the company interviewing you. Mm-hmm. And that,
say it louder. Say it louder.
That's something that people miss, I think, is that they're going in all a bundle of nerves because they're like, oh my God, are they going to like me? Are they, you know, are they going to hire me? Am I qualified? Am I this? Am I that? Well, what about you looking at them and saying, is this the right fit for me? And asking those questions about the company, like, you know, hey, what's the company culture like? You know, is this the right company for me? Because otherwise you're just going into it looking for the paycheck at that point. You're totally. just like, I just need something to get me in the door. Right. Mm. So yeah, look at it from that lens as well, through that lens as well, where you're looking at it as, is this company a good fit for me? Right.
100%.
So for the veterans or people who are about to transition out, who might be listening to this episode right now, how do they take advantage of the services that militaryconnected.org has to offer and what you guys do? You know, what's the first step for them to get in touch?
So, hey, look, we've been saying it all, the whole podcast, militaryconnected.org, one word, that's the website. It is free to sign up. We are not charging you any fees to do this. You go there, you sign up, put your information in, you can upload your resume, you know, basically whatever the website is asking, go through there. And once that's done, you're able to access whatever jobs are available. And those will directly translate to what you have already been doing, again, through your specialty code. But it's not just limited to those jobs. You can explore all the jobs that are available. And the good news is that we are continuously adding more and more jobs. I don't know if your listeners are familiar with a company called First Advantage. They are huge in the like background investigation kind of world. We've recently teamed up with them, and through them, we are able to access all of their clientele that does all of that they do all their background checking with, right? So we've recently added a lot more jobs, a lot more career opportunities for our veterans. Again, free to the veteran. I can't stress that enough. This is not something that you got to pay for. We're not going to spam you with a bunch of nonsense. We're not going to email you a bunch of junk. If we are emailing you, it is a good thing. That means, hey, we have an opportunity for you, specifically for you. Again, if you can't tell, I'm very passionate about this because, look, man, I just retired in May. I'm new to this retirement game, right? So I still sting a little bit from that transitionary period. So you can see how passionate I am about this. But again, militaryconnected.org, go to the website, sign up, check it out, browse around, see how you can use this tool to benefit you.
Yeah, absolutely. And the link for that will be in the show notes for the listeners, so you can check that out. But one question that came up as you were just talking about there, when you go to the site, you sign up, you submit your information, you mentioned upload a resume. What if you don't have a resume? Not even sure how to do a resume. I know TAPS is supposed to help you with that, but it may not
so,
be.
So the resume so portion is not required. Obviously, the more information you have, the more data that you have, the more specialized and focus those opportunities will be for you. But listen, if you just come to the website, sign up, take a walk around the website and see what's available, you'll be good to go.
And for folks who are in that category of, hey, I've been at this job for 2 years, I hate it, I'm pulling my hair out, this sucks, I'm looking for that next opportunity, is that still something that militaryconnected.org can help with?
100%, absolutely. Even if you're already employed or underemployed, this is still a tool that can benefit you. And again, the whole focus is that we are providing more targeted, focused career opportunities for our highly skilled veterans. And if you are already employed or underemployed, like I said, this is still a phenomenal tool that you're able to take advantage of.
Excellent. Well, again, the link will be in the show notes for the listeners. That there's a lot of great information that John, you've been able to share with us today. It's been really eye-opening, to see the different struggles that people have and that divide between the civilian and military world, the veteran world, yeah. Where there's just two different levels of understanding. There's the Hollywood interpretation and then there's reality. And that's kind of like where we end up finding ourselves is in that stuck in that middle zone, trying to basically communicate to each other, but it's like we're speaking different languages and that's
totally
not always an easy thing to do. But I guess, but before we wrap up, I want to thank you for coming on the show and allowing us to kind of dive into militaryconnected.org, some of the transition issues that people are having as far as their employment situation and job interviews and all these different types of things. I think it's been really eye-opening to see some of those different issues. So I want to thank you for taking the time to come on and sharing some of that with us.
I should be the one thanking you. I really appreciate your time. Thank you to your Drive On listeners. Please, again, check the website out. Utilize that tool, right? Again, the best weapon you have in your arsenal is your network. Reach out to the people you used to serve with. Reach out to your old first sergeants. Reach out to your old commanders. Reach out to your old supervisors and take advantage of those relationships that you have already built. The second best tool in your arsenal is militaryconnected.org. Utilize it, check it out, and see how it can work for you.
And like you said, it's free. You're not losing anything by going out.
That's
and,
the best
and checking
part. It's
it
free.
Out, so go and use that resource and check it out. And I think that's where you're gonna really find the benefits of your service, translating into that civilian world career opportunity. So thanks
nail
again, John,
head.
for coming
head,
on,
man.
And thanks for everything that you guys do. Appreciate
Thank
it.
You very, very much. All right, really appreciate it. Thanks again.